Hi, this is a dictation for patient Brandon Young, BRANDONYOUNG. Date of birth is 6/3/86. Date of accident is 3/4/2021. The service date is 2/24/2023. Patient was initially involved in automobile accident, allegedly as the car was T-bone on passenger side as a driver, leading to headaches and TBI symptoms for dizziness, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and loss of equilibrium. In addition, patient started suffering from pain in the left shoulder and the lower back with the more right-sided, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the shooting pain to the right lateral part of the leg. The patient was seen by us on 3/7/2022 onward after the 1 year after the accident, and patient reported he did not have a good successful physical therapy program and other treatments. So patient has been placed on treatments. MRIs were done, IME reports were reviewed, and the patient has mild facet degenerative change in the lumbar spine due to the arthritic changes, and he has some herniated disc at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, in the lumbar region, there was a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5. S1 was a posteriorly herniated disc. And these MRIs have always been discussed with the patient. All the options have been discussed, including injection treatment as well as the surgical treatment. Patient has had two epidural injections on 9/20/2022 and 9/30/2022. According to him, the pain was completely resolved. He has had one sacroiliac joint injection, and he has not had any shoulder injection yet. The patient has been going to a chiropractor, and he has some anxiety and depression. The pain in the neck is around 9. Lower back pain is 9. Left ankle pain is 9. Overall pain varies from 8 to 10, and pain is ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient has no relief according to him, but ADLs are affected as follows: general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Sleep is affected 9. Mood and relationship with other people are affected 7. The system review is as follows. The patient has a neurogen psych. Positive symptoms are headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, nightmares, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, pins and needle, numbness, lower back, mid back, upper back pain, neck pain, and difficulty walking. GI none, GU none, respiratory none, additional issues none, changes in the pain level, patient reports as the pain is worsened. No other changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports no use of any substance, although he has been encouraged to use marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is key, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 118 over 82, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 12/5/2022, dictation number 1208-053. Along with diagnosis, the plan is the patient at this time wants to discontinue physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and all other treatment. He also is not interested in any surgical treatment. or any concentration. He doesn't want he's kind of tired and he wants to go back to work. The neuropsych evaluation was ordered and IME has been done, and the patient has seen some chiropractic also with some help. At this time, he's reportedly more better than ever, and his job is light. He's been released for a light duty job, basically. And he's provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily, and with Protonix 20 milligram daily for, and Flexeril is provided for muscle relaxation, Tylenol coating with for pain relief, Xanax for anxiety, and Zoloft for mood changes, because his patient his cousin brother committed suicide. His physical therapy has been canceled to none. Patient is discharged from the physical therapy, since the physical therapy itself has discharged this patient, and the patient will be placed on a light duty job, and that's about it. Thank you. And next month we'll discharge him. Thank you.